You have reached Laura Campbell's Psychic Investigations. Please leave a message.
Hi, Laura. This is Rose. Rose Boone. Listen, I know it's been a while, but I really need to talk to you, okay? I'm at my parents' house, and there's something... Can you just call me? Please?
Hi. My name is Deborah Lee. There have been some... things going on in my house that I can't quite explain.
Hey, Laura. Me again. Thought I'd see if you got my other message. I just, God, this is awkward. I need you. Okay, I need you to hear it. Call me back, please.
We found this Ouija board, and things haven't really been the same since.
Hello, this is Reverend Mitchell Boone. I believe you know my daughter, Rose? I don't know how to say this, but Rose is missing, and I think you might know how to find her. Can you come to charity right away? Please, we need you. Thanks. God bless.
Believer, Episode 1, Charity.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just one more time, please, Mrs. Peterson. Tell me what you saw. It's all right. Just take a deep breath.
Well, it's happened a few times now. I wake up in my bed, usually around 2 or 3 in the morning, and I see it. I see her.
Who do you see?
A woman. She's glowing, indistinct, dressed in an old dress with the high collars, you know, and there's blood, dried blood all over her neck.
Does she speak to you?
No, she just stares with this look like she can see through me. And then I get this horrible feeling like someone's sitting on my chest, just dread. And I can't move. I can't speak. I can't.
It's okay, Mrs. Peterson. My protection charm is still in effect. She can't reach you here.
Are you sure? Because I heard that you used to have a partner, Rose something.
Yes, I used to. We're not, it's fine.
She always seemed like such a sweet girl, very in tune, they said.
Well, the spirits are with me now. I feel them all around us, Mrs. Peterson.
Kathy,
of course. So, after the floating woman looks at you, what happens?
She comes apart, her neck just like a hinge.
Her head comes off?
Yes. And then the rest of her just sort of unravels, like when you pull a thread on a scarf or something, except instead of thread, it's just nothing. Nothing inside her, disappearing into nothing, and except her eyes are still there. I can feel them just staring like it's my fault, like there's something I need to.
Take a breath, Kathy.
What do I do? What does she want?
I can feel her presence here. I believe I can commune with her, but I'll need you to step away for a moment while I make the connection.
Oh, you think I'm causing this?
Oh, you're doing nothing wrong. Fear is understandable, but contagious, in a way. I'll just bring her out first, see if I can convince her to speak with you.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I want you to brew a pot of tea and take 10 cleansing breaths.
Of course.
Thank you. Look up Victorian woman images.
Here's what I found.
This is an old profession.
Just need somebody who isn't famous.
Not the oldest profession, but there have always been people who see things and people who tell everyone what that means.
Search Victorian woman stock photo blurry.
Okay.
They're just not always the same person.
Okay, just gotta get past the first page of search results. Here we go. Okay, pop it into the app. And there.
Can I... Is she here?
Yes. She's quiet, but she's here.
I know exactly what's going on. Hypnopompic hallucinations. You begin to wake up before you've finished your REM cycle, and so you see your dreams as if they're real life.
You have a ghost.
I knew it.
It's actually very common.
Mrs. Peterson, this picture came to me. I've recreated it on my phone. Is this the woman you've seen?
Yes, that's her. How?
I thought so. This is Mildred Corey. She lost her children in a typhoid epidemic 128 years ago.
Oh no.
Not a real person, obviously.
Yes, it was horrible in this area. She did her best to save her little boy, but...
That's awful.
I sense you understand some of what might be keeping her here.
It's an old house. Tragedy's a good guess. Besides, I do have Google.
Grief. It pulls you apart. You want to hold on to them. You want to let go. You want to be...
Nothing. Sometimes.
Yes.
We need stories. It's just how the human brain is wired. So, I make some up.
She's attracted to your grief. She wants empathy, compassion from someone who understands.
But how can I help her? When she appears, I can't move. I can't speak.
You can look her in the eyes. Take 3 deep breaths, and then tell her with your mind that everything will be all right. She can forgive herself. Can you do that?
Yes. Yes, I think I can.
Look, I know her type. If I tell her she needs to take care of herself, she's going to take one bubble bath. If I tell her there's someone else here who deeply needs her help, she'll do what it takes.
Now, it may take a few visits before she trusts you, but I'm confident you can help each other.
Yes, I... Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. Now, let's perform a few cleansing rituals together. Take my hands.
It's not scamming, okay? I'm not a scammer. These people, they believe it's a ghost. They want a ghost. They are not going to listen to something that's not a ghost. So, fine. Let's say the house is haunted.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Nope. Yep. See you later.
Sorry. Oh, did I believe in what, in ghosts? I used to, but it doesn't hold up, you know? And you do this job long enough, you get the same results whether you believe in it or not. The thing that actually matters is that they believe it.
Hey, dude, did you come with the babysitter? You good boy?
Yeah.
Soda Pop, world's greatest dog. Rose named him. He was Rose's dog, really, but after everything that happened, it just made more sense
right,
for me to keep him.
Yeah, bud, let's see if we can hear that voicemail again. Phone, play voicemail from Mitchell Boone.
No messages found.
What? Okay, play last voicemail.
No messages found.
No. Okay, let me look at this. Why is it not here? Okay, let's, phone, call Mitchell Boone.
Calling Mitchell Boone. I'm sorry. This call cannot be completed.
Okay. Something's going on with my phone, bud. All right, Soda Pop. You wanna go for a drive? That's fine, it's only 6.5 hours. Okay. All right, let's go pick up a couple things. Charity, Oregon, here we come.
I thought maybe taking him might help. You know, maybe he could find her, or she'd come back for him, or I don't know. Maybe I'd see her, and she'd see him, and don't look at me like that, it's fine.
I know, buddy. I know. Yeah. Look, okay, we're almost there. See? Charity, Oregon. Population 5,000. Okay. And Airbnbs. Just this one. Yep. All right. I guess this is kind of in town.
Hey!
Jake Talbot?
Laura Campbell? The Laura Campbell?
Soda Pop.
Oh, he's fine. I love dogs. Anyway, like I was saying, you're Laura Campbell, right? The paranormal investigator?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Did you ever work with cryptids? Because there's a ton of Sasquatch activity out here.
I'm sure there is.
I'm actually working on a Sasquatch experience. The Squatch Walk? It'll go with my podcast, Squatch Talk. I'd actually love it if you can come take a look sometime.
Where's my room? For my stuff?
Oh, of course. This way. Come on, Soda Pop. So this is it.
Small.
Cozy.
Right.
We've got a half bath and kitchenette, full shower and kitchen in the main house, plus bed, desk, Wi-Fi, and power. Watch this front door. The latch kind of sticks. Just play with it a little bit. It'll come right open.
Sure.
And seriously, if you want to see the tracks or hair that I found, I would love to show you.
I'm actually just here to see the Boons.
Oh.
You know, because their daughter Rose and I used to work together.
No, I don't know anything about Rose.
That's fine. I just heard she might be having some trouble or...
I don't think we're supposed to talk about this.
About what? Rose? The Boons?
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go. Yeah.
Jake, what are we not supposed to talk about? Did something happen?
Yeah. So let me know about the Squatch Walk. I'd love to have you. I gotta go.
Wait, Jake.
Let me know about the Sasquatch.
Well, that was weird.
Okay, Soda Pop. This is the Boone House. Nice. I know, buddy. It's okay. She's probably here. Yeah. Okay.
Yes? Mrs. Boone? I'm Laura Campbell, and... Nope! I told Rose I wasn't taking that dog. Oh, no, Mrs. Boone, we're just here for a visit.
A visit?
Yeah.
You want to visit Rose. Laura Campbell.
Yeah.
Do you know what that little girl was like before you?
My little girl? Listen, Terry,
my friends call me Terry. You can call me Mayor Teresa Ruiz Boone.
Sure.
She was going to college, you know? She was so focused, so passionate. And then she met you.
I know.
And suddenly she can talk to ghosts.
Her,
a good Christian girl, the preacher's daughter. But you know what? She loved you. You. And I don't get it. I really don't. But you know, I tried. I really tried. But then, you know what you did?
I stopped believing.
No, you left her. You used her and you broke her and you sent her back to me. So no, I don't think she wants to see you right now.
Wait, can I at least talk to your husband? He said he needed my help.
Mitchell? When did you talk to him?
He left me a voicemail message.
He called you.
He said Rose was missing and I needed to come here.
When was this?
A couple days ago?
Well, he's not taking visitors.
I really think I should talk to him.
You want to see him? Sure. Right this way. So this is the dog, huh?
Yeah.
He house-trained?
Yeah, of course. Has Rose been, is Rose still...
Let's talk to Mitchell first, shall we? Mitchell? You have a visitor. This is Laura Campbell. Laura, Reverend Mitchell Boone. I'll just leave you two to, talk.
Wait, okay. Hello, sir? Are you... You're the one who called me, right? You were worried about Rose. Sir? Sir, are you,
Find Rose.
Right, yeah. What happened? Did Rose leave?
She heard the sound.
What sound?
She heard the voice of God.
Okay, Reverend Boone, just calm down.
Rose is the key. Please, find Rose.
Mitchell! What did you do to him?
Soda Pop, don't... Mrs. Boone, what's going on with Rose?
Rose is fine. Mitchell? Honey?
Has she been hearing things? You know, voices?
The darkness, nothing, reaching.
Mitchell? Honey? You need to stop talking.
Soda Pop!
Hey, don't! Ugh.
Now, where did that dog... Huh.
Oh my god. Okay. Lara Campbell, June 22nd, 3 o'clock p.m. Pops, don't touch that. Audio notes. I'm in Rose's room and it's... photos are on the phone. The whole room seems to be... disintegrating? It's crazy. I couldn't see this from the outside. It's all the wood, the window panes, the walls. It's like tissue paper. And there are drawings all over the walls, the floor, under the desk, top of the desk. It's hard to tell. Pops, don't. They overlap each other. The lines are erratic, frantic. When did she draw this? I think they might be animals, but they're wrong. Too many eyes, all kinds of teeth. It's... Pops, leave that... Wait, is that... Rose's phone?
What are you doing? Terry, what is going on in here?
You have to get out of here. We don't go in here. Get out! We don't go in there. Do you understand? We don't go into Rose's room.
Mrs. Boone, where is Rose?
She's camping.
Camping?
Yes.
And how long has she been camping?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Shh! I just got Mitchell settled.
Was this before or after she drew creepy hell monsters all over her room?
We don't go into Rose's room.
Mrs. Boone, your daughter goes missing for 2 weeks.
She's not missing.
After hearing voices.
Mitchell doesn't know what he's saying.
And tearing her room apart.
We don't go in there.
And you don't think to call anyone?
She's fine, okay? Everything is fine.
How long has Mitchell been like that?
You shouldn't be here. You need to go.
Mrs. Boone,
leave now, or I call the sheriff.
That's actually a really good idea.
And take that dog with you.
Awful woman and her stupid dog.
You know, she's going to catch it now.
Good.
Rose's phone was password protected. I tried everything I could think of, short of locking it forever. By the time I got back, it was pretty late. And, you know, driving all day, super dark out there. So that takes us to this next part.
Jake, what do you want? It's like 3 in the morning. Okay, God, I'm getting up. If this is a Bigfoot thing, I swear. Hey, Jake, I think the power's out. None of the lights are...
Lara, what are you doing out here?
I think the power's out.
Well, all of your lights are on.
What the hell?
Are you okay?
I think something, broke my window.
Oh, okay. Let me take a look. Did you see what broke it?
No, I... Oh my god, Soda Pop?
It looks like he was sleeping.
But how could he...
It's okay. I'll check it out.
Good boy, buddy.
What the...
I think it was just a branch. Laura?
Laura? What,
Are those footprints?
Footprints? Oh, yeah. Those are some giant footprints.
Oh, God. I'm gonna have to go on a Squatch walk, aren't I?
Thank you so much for listening to Believer. This is a remastered version of our first episode with additional sound design and editing from the amazing David Weaver. It was written, directed, and produced by me, Julie Saunders. Our theme song is by Aaron Ference. This episode featured the voice talent of Mara Hernandez, Jenna Saunders, David Pinion, Laura Baggett, Jason Markoff, Rosa Delgado, and Archie. For transcripts, show notes, and to find out how you can support this show, please go to believerpodcast.com. This episode was sponsored by Saunders & Associates, LLC, providing medical insurance consulting in the beautiful state of Oregon and beyond. Until next time, if you hear any strange sounds in the woods, just pay it no mind. It's probably nothing. Bye now.